Hello to game number two of this Sunday doubleheader in the Carolina League as the 19-7 Myrtle Beach Pelicans are taking on the 11-15 Salem Red Sox in the series finale. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans have won four of the first five games, including four consecutive wins. But the win they did not get in the series was a game that Tyler Uberstein pitched. Well, in the second game, Mr. Uberstein is back on the mound once again to try to give the Salem Red Sox a high note to finish on in this series of play. Let's take a look at the Myrtle Beach Pelicans' batting order that will get things going here in game number two on this Sunday. The center fielder, Pete Crow Armstrong, leads things off for the Pelicans, followed by the second baseman, Yaisen Santana. Tonight's designated hitter for the Pelicans, batting third in the order, is Kevin Alcantara. Hitting cleanup, it's the catcher, Ethan Hearn, followed by third baseman, B.J. Murray Jr. Batting sixth is the right fielder, Peter Matt, followed by the first baseman, Miguel Fabrizio. Batting eighth in the order, it's the shortstop of Renatol Preciado. And then winding up the order, it's a left fielder, Ezekiel Pagan. They will go against Tyler Uberstein today, who has had a good showing so far in the 2022 year for the Salem Red Sox. We look at Uberstein's pitching on a total side this year. He is 1-0 on the year record-wise. It's his fourth start of the season. It's his fifth total appearance. He's got a 1.59 ERA. In the 17 innings that he's pitched, he's given up 14 hits and 3 earned runs, walking 6 and striking out 16. Today, the Salem Red Sox wore their white jerseys with their red lettering and numbering on the front and the back of their uniforms in game number 1. Just switched out their jersey. It's the red jersey as game number 26 on the season is underway. Scratch that, 27. So red jersey with the red numbering on the back of the jersey, blue lettering numbering on the front and the back. As Crow Armstrong fouled off the first pitch down the third baseline, he swings and misses for strike number 2. Uberstein gets into it, and Crow Armstrong pops it out towards left center field. Moving on out will be Miguel Huguetto, who makes the grab for out number 1, and the game is underway. So the Salem Red Sox have the blue lettering and numbering on the front and the back of the jersey, like I mentioned. They also have the blue ball cap again with the red S on the front of their hat and their white baseball pants. Meanwhile, the Pelicans, they didn't switch up their jerseys from game number 1 as Santana hits a grounder out towards Paulino at second, who scoops it up and throws to Blaze Jordan at first for the second out of the inning. So they're sticking with their gray uniform with their blue numbering and lettering on the front and the back of their jersey with their gray baseball pants. And that is how they will go in style today to try to grab their fifth straight win and be the first team in the Carolina League this year to reach 20 wins. First pitch is thrown as Alcantara shows the bunt sign, but he pulls back in time for the pitch that went outside to be ruled as ball number 1. Juan Gomez behind the plate calling the balls and strikes, while Christopher Jenke is out in the base paths. Alcantara pops up the 1-0 pitch out towards right field. Carson Simas working over to foul territory, makes the catch on the line for out number 3. Tyler Uberstein has a 1-2-3 start for the Salem Red Sox. We'll get to see their offense go against Tyler Schlaefer of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans when we come back here on MILB.TV. Through the first half inning of play, it's 0-0, Myrtle Beach and Salem just underway. going to see the Salem Red Sox offense for the first time in this game number two as we enter the bottom of the first inning. Edison Paulino, Byron Bonazzi, and Miguel Ugueto are all due up in this first inning of play. We all got to see them bat in last game as Paulino pops up the first pitch he sees. Going in foul territory, Hearn tosses the mask, and is he unable to come down with the catch? He cannot as he goes into the dugout. I believe maybe he got ran into by Luke Mons, who is sitting in the dugout for the time being. Ethan Hearn coming in hot. He was threw away that mask quickly, traced down the baseball, and tried to reach out before it landed in the dugout, but it did. So it's just strike number one for Edison Paulino as Tyler Schlaefer back. We saw him on Tuesday afternoon, and his 0-1 pitch is upstairs for ball number one. The rest of the order for the Salem Red Sox is followed by cleanup hitter Nico Gavadas as Paulino fouls off the 1-1 pitch. He's the designated hitter in tonight's game for the Salem Red Sox. Blaze Jordan bats fifth at first base. Center fielder Eduardo Lopez, sixth. Third baseman Tyler Miller is seventh as Paulino avoids a pitch that goes low and inside for ball number two. Then rounding up the order, it's the catcher Roberto Mexicano and the right fielder Carson Simas. 2-2 pitch. Paulino crushes it down the right field line. It's fair. The first base hit of the game might be extras. Paulino touches first, and he comes in the second. No play at the bag. It's a leadoff double for Edison Paulino as he flexes those muscles to get into scoring position. Hitless in game number one, but comes through with a double to start off game number two. Paulino has the Salem offense grooving. Look at Tyler Schlaefer, 0-2 this season for Myrtle Beach, a 6.11 ERA. It's his sixth start of the season. He's tossed 17 2/3 of an innings in the past as he fires the fastball just above the zone for ball number one. 15 hits allowed, 12 earned runs, 13 of them in total. He has walked 7 batters and has struck out 20 for this Pelican side. Paulino on at second base in the 0-0 ball game at the bottom of the first inning, and Schlaefer fires another pitch above the zone for ball number one. Brian Bonazzi and Edison Paulino switched on the middle infield task. Bonazzi will be at shortstop for this game while Paulino at second, but they do remain at 1-2 in the order. Schlaefer steps in into it and fires a fastball above the zone for ball number three. Our field dimensions today, 325 out towards right and left field, 401 to straight away center. Schlaefer steps in for the 3-0, and as it went low and outside for ball number four. A four-pitch walk for Brian Bonazzi has back-to-back batters aboard for the Salem Red Sox. 56 degrees and cloudy is our first pitch temperature around this Sunday afternoon. I believe we got going around 5:01 p.m. And now Miguel Ugueto and the Salem Red Sox are in business in the bottom of the first. They have Paulino at second, Bonazzi at first. Ugueto grounds it into the shortstop. It's a 6-4-3 double play. And the Myrtle Beach Pelicans bounce right back after letting the first two runners get on base. They're able to turn two and get the first two outs defensively of the day. It was Preciado to Santana who made the throw to Fabrizio in time. So Bonazzi and Ugueto will return to the dugout. Paulino is safe at third, but with two outs, Nico Cavadas comes to the plate. First pitch he sees, he takes a big swing and foul tips it into the glove of Ethan Hearn behind the plate for strike number one. With their win in game number one, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans now have a two-game lead in the Carolina League South Division as the 0-1 pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. So they have a two-game lead. Charleston and Fayetteville just beginning right now as well down at South Carolina. Gavadas drives down the right field line. Base hits. Paulino scores. Gavadas turns at first and goes in the second with a stand-up RBI double. Two base hits for the Red Sox, both of them doubles down the right field line. And the Salem Red Sox strike first in game number two. They lead 1-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And with their loss in game number one, the Salem Red Sox drop to 5 games back of the Fredericksburg Nationals in the Carolina League North Division. As Blaze Jordan first pitch, he's hit. Gavadis turns at third, comes home and scores. 3 hits out towards right field have benefited the Salem Red Sox with 2 runs. Blaze Jordan with the RBI single, and Salem extends their lead. It's now 2-0 over Myrtle Beach. So Paulino got us going with a double, and then it looked as if things were going to get worse for Salem as Eduardo Lopez swings and misses on strike number one. After Miguel Huguetto went into that double play, 2 outs were on the board, and Paulino was left at third. But back-to-back hits down the right field side of the diamond create a 2-0 lead. Strike called on the pitch from Schlaefer, the 84-mile-per-hour off-speeder. Lopez didn't think it was a strike call, but the count's 0-2, and this one goes low and inside. Great backhanded stop by Ethan Hearn, the catcher, to make sure the ball stays in front of his body and doesn't allow Jordan to get a free pass into scoring position. Count works the 1-2. Schlaefer fires. Lopez swings and misses for strike number three. It was a 92-mile-per-hour high heater that got Eduardo Lopez chasing. Well, another solid start by the Salem Red Sox in the second game of the day. 2 runs in the bottom of the first inning have them up 2-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. We work into the second inning to play. It will be Ethan Hearn, B.J. Murray Jr., and Peter Matt all to bat for the Pelicans when we come back on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark as Ethan Hearn fouls off the first pitch of the at-bat. Looking back to the PA box as the music was being played at the beginning of his at-bat. But the count goes 0-1, and now Hearn slaps it out to short where Brian Bonazzi makes a leaping catch for the first out of the inning. So quick at-bat for Ethan Hearn, the catcher for Myrtle Beach, making his debut in the offense in game number two today. Or should I say a Sunday debut, not the debut of his season, as we've seen him multiple times this week. But now we're going to see B.J. Murray Jr. come up to the plate, watches the first pitch go low for ball number one. Uberstein steps in, and Murray pops it up. It might be playable, but it does trail foul and lands in the concourse area for strike number one. Let's read off the Salem Red Sox defense today. Miguel Huguetto out in left field, Eduardo Lopez at center field, and Carson Simas at right field, as Murray Jr. watches the 1-1 pitch go low for ball number two. Tyler Miller at third base, Brian Bonazzi at shortstop, Edison Paulino at second, and Blaze Jordan at first. In second, he scoops it and throws it to Jordan in a perfect routine play for out number two to get the runner of Murray Jr. So after the first inning to play, the Salem Red Sox picked up two runs in the bottom half of the first inning. They also collected three hits in the frame as well. And Tyler Uberstein so far has two outs in the top of the second. First pitch he sees as he throws it over to Peter Matt. Bonazzi makes a diving play and a perfect throw to first to retire the side. Another 1-2-3 inning from Tyler Uberstein. This one keeps it a 2-0 baseball game as we move to the bottom of the second at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom of the second inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tyler Miller will lead things off for the Salem Red Sox. We'll also get team us the 7, 8, 9 batters in the order, all of them getting their first plate appearances of game number two in this doubleheader. Schlaefer out for another inning of work. He fires a pitch to Miller that's fouled down the third baseline and out of play. Count works to 0-1. Schlaefer trying to improve off of two-run, three-hit inning that the Salem Red Sox had in the bottom of the first as the score reads 2-0 as he fires a fastball low and inside for ball number one. 1-1 pitch as Miller chops this one foul right over by the Pelicans' dugout. Fortunately, the netting in the way of it was able to stop it from causing any damage in the dugout. Let's look a look around the Myrtle Beach Pelicans' defensive alignment as this 1-2 pitch is away. It goes upstairs for ball number two. Ezekiel Pagan out in left field, Pete Crow Armstrong at center field, and Peter Matt at right field. The 2-2 pitch, and it's inside for ball number three. Looking around the infield, B.J. Murray Jr. is at third base. We're going to give that one an infield single for Gilberto Mexicano, but any way that it happens, it is a one-out base runner aboard for the Salem Red Sox in the catcher of Gilberto Mexicano. Carson Simas to the plate, the number nine man in the order. Last Salem Red Sox batter who hasn't seen the plate today watches the first pitch come down the middle for strike number one. He is a 159 hitter on the season in Carson Simas. Six RBIs as well for the year for today's right fielder of Salem. Attempted pickoff back at first is not a time as Mexicano slides in safely, and the runner will remain slight lead as Simas watches go above the zone for ball number three. So it's a hitter's pitch coming up for Carson Simas. Edison Paulino is on deck for Salem. Had a double in his first at-bat that came in the last bottom half inning. 3-1 pitches away, Simas swings, and he can't catch up to the high heat 92-mile-per-hour fastball as he misses on it for strike number two. Full count now for Carson Simas. Schlaefer sets and delivers, and the pitch is away for ball number four. So Mexicano advances to second, and Simas will walk on down towards first, and Paulino will come to the plate. Salem had a great jump in game number one. They had a 3-1 lead. They had a two-run advantage. through the first two innings of play, but then Myrtle Beach scored seven unanswered runs as the first pitch is low, and coming off the bag is the runner of Mexicano, and the throw down from Hearn actually got the leg exactly dial up after two pitches missed the zone. Gilberto Mexicano is at second base. Carson Simas is at first base, and Edison Paulino is up to the plate. There is one out in the bottom of the second. It is a 2-0 ball game. Remember, folks, this is a 7-inning baseball game as we're on the back half of the doubleheader. 2-0 pitch to Paulino, well inside again for ball number three. A few times Paulino has had a dodge on a pitch that has gone inside, but he now has a 3-0 count lead. Schlaefer steps in, and Paulino gets the green light and pops it up a mile high. Going out to a shallow center field, Pete Crow Armstrong, the loudest voice in the diamond, calls off the shortstop, Preciado, as he makes the catch. Both runners don't advance. Mexicano resorts to second, and Simas holds at first. We had some two-out magic for Salem in the first inning, and we may have some of it here as Bonazzi comes to the plate. He walked his last time up, so still looking for his first official at-bat of the game as he swings and misses on the 91-mile-per-hour fastball to bring the count to 0-1. Bonazzi is a switch hitter on this team, as well as Eduardo Lopez. So right now we see him in the left-hand batter's box as he takes the second pitch of the at-bat as it misses the zone for ball number one. One ball and one strike. With two away in this 2-0 Salem lead over Myrtle Beach. Schlaefer steps in, and Bonazzi drives his opposite field on the left field line. It goes just foul. Maybe a couple feet to the left of the line. And what would have scored two runs for Salem is called off just to the slight bend of the baseball off of Bonazzi's bat. That would have been a perfectly placed baseball from Brian Bonazzi, but at last the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Schlaefer steps in, fires, goes upstairs for ball number two, and now even count for Salem's shortstop. 12 RBIs on the season for Salem, and Brian Bonazzi having a full week of action for the Red Sox. 2-2 pitch. Bonazzi pops it up. Doesn't have much distance on it, but it will make its way out to the outfield where Peter Matt will come down with the catch for out number three. And that will put us through two innings of play. Salem threatens again, but they are unable to add into their 2-0 lead. So they'll just hold on to the two-run advantage as we enter the third. We're going to see the bottom three, the Myrtle Beach lineup. Miguel. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the third inning, Miguel Fabrizio will get us underway as Tyler Uberstein steps up to the rubber and fires a pitch down the middle for strike number one, a 91-mile-per-hour fastball out of the hand of Uberstein. And he follows it up with a pitch low for ball number one. Fabrizio is a 159 hitter this season for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 8 RBIs to his name. 1-1 pitch, he swings and misses on a breaking ball pitch from Uberstein to bring the count to one ball and two strikes. Well, the Myrtle Beach offense has been red hot so far in the series, but scoreless through the first two innings. They might come alive here, though, as a grounder goes over to Bonazzi at short, who makes a throw over to Blaze Jordan at first in time for the first out of the inning. Great routine plays so far from the Salem Red Sox defense. Fielding has really taken over in this matchup. We've seen some double plays. He's seen some excellent throws here and there. And Bonazzi staying busy out at shortstop as Preciado steps up, shows bunt. He pulls back, but the pitch was in the zone for strike number one. And here comes the delivery, and it's driven down the left field line, and it will go foul for the strike. So scoreboard says 1-1. And Uberstein fires, and it's swung on and miss. And that is strike number three. So the scoreboard thought that bunt pullback was called a ball, but that was a strike. So 1-2-3 strikeout for Renegal Preciado. That is Tyler Uberstein's first strikeout of the evening. It's the second out of the top of the third. And we move on to number nine, Ezekiel Pagan, who swings at the first pitch and lines it right into the netting. Now, if that netting wasn't there, that definitely had a shot of coming up here. It's going to happen one day, folks, and really hope your volume's not all the way up to the max at that time as the 0-1 pitch goes low and outside for ball number one. Uberstein's pace at the mound seems to be unmatched around the Carolina League as he fires the 1-1 pitch low and away for ball number two. So 14 seconds right now for Uberstein. He picks it up. He looks into the zone, and the windup has started. 6 seconds, maybe, as he fires a 2-1 pitch and misses low and inside. Just a part of the pitch clock about changing the game, but Uberstein's pace is crazy fast. But here comes the 3-1 pitch. It's sent down towards right field. Simas makes the catch in action. He was in motion on a running stride, and he reached out the glove, and it hit the bottom of the mitt. Another 1-2-3 inning for Tyler Uberstein. A perfect run through the first time in the order. We move to the bottom half of the third. It remains Salem 2, Myrtle Beach 0 here on MILB.TV. We're into the bottom half of the third inning in game number two of our doubleheader. Miguel Huguetto will get us going. Nico Cavadas and Blaze Jordan will also receive at-bats in this third inning of play. Tyler Schlaefer out for another inning of work. He's thrown 40 pitches. Half of them have been strikes, and he fires a fastball down the middle for strike number one. Through two innings of work, he has given up 3 hits and 2 runs. 0-1 pitch goes low and away, and the count's now even at 1-1. Myrtle Beach won game number one of the doubleheader today as Huguetto takes the third pitch of the at-bat for ball number two. 8-3, they came alive in those quote-unquote middle innings of a 7-inning game, which is like 3-4, as Huguetto will bomb this one out towards right center field. Back to the warning track it goes, and Pete Crow Armstrong makes the catch. A ton of ground had to be covered by the center fielder and Crow Armstrong, but he did it in stride and made a great catch because That baseball falls out in the gap. That is an extra base hit for Miguel Huguetto, who already has one of those earlier today. 0-1 on the day, though. Well, Tyler Schlaefer's day looks to be over, as coming out to the mound, it is Buddy Bailey, and he retrieves the baseball. So 2 1/3 innings of work for Tyler Schlaefer. We just read off a stat line. 3 hits allowed, 2 runs allowed, and he has the team down 2-0. So we're going to have a new pitcher coming up to the mound for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. We'll get you that name and information and more as we have one out in the bottom of the third inning with the base paths clear. It's Salem 2, Myrtle Beach 0 here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. 2-0, the Red Sox lead the Pelicans in the bottom half of the third inning as Jose Miguel Gonzalez is checked into the game for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. The relief pitcher has a 5-point. Myrtle Beach has already clinched the series with their 4th win over the Salem Red Sox this week earlier in the afternoon. The 2-2 pitch goes upstairs for ball number 3, a full count now for Nico Cavadas. But the Red Sox trying to end on a high note, and they've started off pretty solid, a 2-0 lead in the bottom half of the third. 3-2 pitch is low and inside for ball number 4. Good take from Nico Cavadas, and although he had a hit to start off the day, he has his second on-base appearance with the walk down towards first. And now Blaze Jordan comes up to the plate. And Jordan has a hit so far today in an RBI single out towards right field earlier in the afternoon. And he swings with the very first pitch he sees. Hot shot to Pete Crow Armstrong, but right into the body of the center fielder for out number 2. That was a well-hit baseball off of Jordan's barrel. But it was trailing towards the left center gap, but not too far enough into the gap for it to be impossible for Crow Armstrong or Pagan to track down. And for Crow Armstrong, all he had to do was make a little shuffle to his right and make the grab for out number 2. Eduardo Lopez is coming up to the plate, and the first pitch he sees is outside for ball number 1. Nico Cavada is still on first base after being walked with the at-bat before Blaze Jordan's line out. The count's now 1-0, and it moves to 2-0 as Lopez checks on a pitch that goes outside. So 2-0 count, Cavadas with a little lead at first base, and Gonzalez fires away. Lopez skies this out towards right field, back to the wall, and it's gone! A 2-run home run for Eduardo Lopez. It's his third blast of the series, and that baseball just stayed fair, and the Salem Red Sox have doubled their margin. It's now 4-0, Salem over Myrtle Beach, thanks to Lopez's third home run this week. His two prior home runs were solo shots. This one was a 2-run blast with Nico Cavadas at first base. And Salem is enjoying a 4-0 lead. They haven't had a lead of this margin since earlier this week, which came on, matter of fact, on Tuesday, as Miller swings on the first pitch and misses for strike number 1. Miller swings again on the 0-1 pitch, and he misses for strike number two. So Miller behind 0-2 in the count with two away. Gonzalez fires, and Miller swings and misses for strike number three. Two strikeouts tonight for Tyler Miller. For Gonzalez, that is his first strikeout of the day. But the Salem Red Sox add on to their lead. It's now 4-0 thanks to Eduardo Lopez's two-run blast down the right field line. We move into the fourth inning to play. Tyler Uberstein will have the top three batters of the order to face off against when we come back. It's Red Sox 4, Pelican 0 on MILB.TV. It is the fourth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Uberstein fires a pitch that Pete Crow Armstrong fouls down the right field line for strike number one. And for Tyler Uberstein, a great run through in this first time against the Myrtle Beach order as Pete Crow Armstrong swings and misses on strike number two. A nasty off-speed delivery from Tyler Uberstein. And with Pete Crow Armstrong, he has now dipped below 400 on the batting average, but still a 3.98 on the season. 0-2 pitch, and Crow Armstrong blasts this over the second baseman's head at Paulino, and tumbling down in right field is Carson Simas, but he was able to get the ball and make the throw back in to Paulino for the hit to be recorded as only a single. So right where I mentioned that Crow Armstrong dipped a bit on the batting average, he will most likely jump right back above 400 after that leadoff single. Pelicans down 4-0. That was their first hit of the game in Pete Crow Armstrong. And now Santana comes up to the plate. First pitch he sees, it's drilled out deep to right field, and Simas makes the catch. Crow Armstrong will not tag and will hold at first base. Well, that's a great recovery out for the Salem Red Sox after giving up your first hit of the game. You come away with a line drive out, and Kevin Alcantara will now step up to the plate. So it's going to be very similar introducing these players to the plate in their second at-bat as Alcantara swings and misses for strike number one. All 0-1 to get things going. Alcantara is the designated hitter for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans today. 0-1 count. Alcantara crushes this out to left center field. Lopez on his horse back to the wall and is going to bang off the side of the wall. Crow Armstrong will be set around third, and he will score without a play at the plate, and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans have cracked onto the scoreboard. Pete Crow Armstrong, all the way from first base, wraps around and gives the Pelicans their first run of the evening, and Kevin Alcantara has the first extra base hit of the game for Myrtle Beach. It's an RBI double for the designated hitter. So that brings them one step back within the game. Alcantara's baseball was probably the best hit ball we have seen this game from the Pelicans, whether hit-wise or catch-wise. It was clean off the barrel. And now Ethan Hearn steps to the plate and takes the first pitch, but it goes in the zone for strike one. So now 4-1, Salem leads Myrtle Beach. There is one out in the top of the fourth inning. An 0-1 count to Hearn. Uberstein kicks, and it's popped up towards right field. Carson Simas will track this down. Alcantara will tag from second. The throw will be a little bit off as Tyler Miller has to come off the bag at third, and Alcantara will slide in safely to be moved to third base with two outs in the top of the fourth. Pretty aggressive base running from Alcantara. But the third base coach and manager, Buddy Bailey, said, come on, Alcantara, you can get there. He did so without a really contested play, as Seamus' throw got to the bag, but not as great as he wanted it to. Uberstein will start off the at-bat with the ball inside to B.J. Murray Jr., who did not play in game number one, where it's turned to the lineup as the third baseman. 1-0 pitch to Murray Jr., and it goes outside for ball number two. So a 2-0 count for B.J. Murray Jr. Alcantara is on at third base. 2-0 pitches away. This is a hard chop grounder for Cavadez. Paulino gets a body on it, but he is unable to make a throw over to first. As Blaze Jordan was actually the first baseman over there who was trying to get to the baseball. Did not stop it in time, and Paulino, by the time he got there, the runner already crossed first safely. So Alcantara scores from third. And that four-run lead that the Salem Red Sox have been cut in half. And the Myrtle Beach Pelicans now only trail 4-2 after B.J. Murray Jr.'s infield single. Peter Matt will come to the plate, but first, a meeting from pitching coach Nick Green with Tyler Uberstein and the catcher in Gilberto Mexicano. So let's get you guys caught up on the action that's happened here so far. The Salem Red Sox have another strong start to this game, similar to what they had in game number one, a two-run bottom half of the first inning. And then Eduardo Lopez in the bottom half of the third had a two-run home run to give Salem a 4-0 lead. But now Myrtle Beach, thanks to an Alcantara double and a Murray Jr. infield single, have cut the deficit in half. It is now 4-2 Salem over Myrtle Beach. Nick Green has stepped off the mound. Uberstein fired his first pitch, and it was low and away for ball number one. Without having any hits in the first three innings, the Pelicans have picked up three in the top of the fourth. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. It's outside for ball number two. Uberstein was solid in the first three innings of play, but here in the fourth, he has let it slip just a little bit. Here comes the 2-0 pitch from Uberstein. It's outside for ball number three. Peter Matt was in the lineup for game number one for the Pelicans, and he was the only hitter in the order that did not record a hit in the game. That was a Pelicans 8-3 win, which brought their record to 19-7 on the year. 3-0 pitch. Matt takes a big swing at the 92-mile-per-hour fastball, and it goes into the net and behind the plate for strike number one. The Myrtle Beach right fielder is a 262 hitter on the year. He has a pair of home runs, both of which came on Wednesday night with 11 RBIs. It's a 3-1 count with two away in the top of the fourth. Uberstein stepped off the rubber and will reset. He's got B.J. Murray Jr. at first to worry about a little bit. Here comes the 3-1, and it is low for ball number four. It's a 5-pitch walk to Peter Matt, who will jog on down to first base. And as you take a look out towards left field, doesn't seem that there's any active arms for the Salem Red Sox bullpen. A player will sprint down to the bullpen to probably alert the crew to get some arms warmed up. But the tying run is on the base path. Now first pitch on the way is grounded up the middle out towards Paulino, who tosses it over to Bonazzi in time for the third out of the inning. Great play to get Miguel Fabrizio out. A crisis averted for the time being for Salem. But Myrtle Beach has added two runs to their name. It's now 4-2 Salem over Myrtle Beach as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It will be Gonzalez once again for the Pelicans in the fourth inning when we come back on MILB.TV. Gilberto Mexicano will get us started, followed by Carson Simas, and then back to the top of the order with Edison Paulino in the bottom half of the fourth. First pitch to Mexicano is low for ball number one. 0 of 1 on game number 2 is the Salem catcher. 1-0 count. He will drive this up down the first baseline, and it will trail out of play. Just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are listening in today, especially all the mothers at the ballpark today as well, watching some Salem Red Sox baseball on the special day as Mexicano goes through on the check swing, the appeal down the line. Christopher Jahnke, that's standing at the right field foul line, was the one that called Mexicano going through on the check swing. 1-2 pitch. Mexicano, two hopper over to Preciado, takes a step in, throws it over to first in time for the out. Yeah, Mother's Day, it's always a wonderful day. I celebrate the mothers and the love they give. I want to wish my mother a happy Mother's Day as well. One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning as Carson Simas takes a pitch upstairs to ball number one. Had a good shout to mother on Mother's Day, number one mother in the world. The 1-0 pitch fires away. Simas swings and misses for strike number one. So even count of one ball, one strike in this 4-2 game. Simas last time up was walked. Pitch goes low for ball number two. And an odd play there as the throw from Hearn back to the pitcher of Gonzalez was high. So Gonzalez tried to throw up his glove to catch the throwback over. He missed it completely. But fortunately for him, the second baseman Santana was back there to cover it up. Swinging through on the 2-1 pitch is Simas for strike number two. An even count of two balls and two strikes with one away. And Gonzalez will fire again. Simas right up the middle. It doesn't get through. The second baseman makes the throw over to first. It's off the money. Great recovery by Ethan Hearn to make sure it doesn't roll into the dugout. But the throw from Santana was a little bit off to Fabrizio. So Carson Simas will be safe at first with one out in the bottom of the fourth. We're back to the top of the order. Edison Paulino will bat for the Salem Red Sox. It will count as an infield single for Carson Simas, his first hit of the day. And Paulino, who is one of two in game number two, will have a runner aboard. And Carson Simas takes off, pitch upstairs for ball one. Hearn's throw gets into center field. Crow Armstrong recovers. And Carson Simas will hold at second. Great backup by Pete Crow Armstrong to come in fast, scoop up the baseball, and make it be well known that if you're going to continue running, Carson, I'm going to try to gun you down at third. But great base running from Carson Simas. He moves into scoring position, and the count is 1-0. The Salem Red Sox will be on the road next week as they travel out to Salisbury. Take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. 1-0 pitch. It goes over the glove of Hearn from behind the plate. And Simas moves to third. So a stolen base for Carson Simas. And then he advanced on the wild pitch on back-to-back pitches. So now a runner at third with one out. And a 2-0 count towards Edison Paulino. And Salem looking at that Delmarva team. Not the best team on paper. They're 9-17. They're taking on Columbia today, which will wrap up their series. As a 2-0 pitch is in Paulino. This gets past Hearn, and the runner will come in and score. Carson Simas on three straight pitches. Moved to second with a stolen base. Third on a wild pitch. And then came home on a wild pitch as well. Efficient base running from Carson Simas has extended the Salem Red Sox lead. It's now 5-2 over Myrtle Beach. 3-0 pitch goes low and inside for ball number four. So a four-pitch walk puts Edison Paulino on the base. And with one out here in the bottom of the fourth, the Red Sox not only continue to add offense, but also get base runners on. And Brainer Bonazzi will look to try to get on base again for the Red Sox. First pitch he sees, he drives it opposite field, and it trickles foul into the netting for strike number one. He had a walk in his first plate appearance, but was out his second time up. 0-1 pitch to Bonazzi goes low for ball number one. So an even count for Brainer Bonazzi here in this fourth inning. It's Salem 5, Myrtle Beach 2. Red Sox trying to grab a win in this contest as Gonzalez will check back in on Paulino at first. But the tag made by Fabrizio was just a little bit too late, so the runner will be safe at the base. One pitch goes wide and outside. And Hearn had to get out of his squatting formation and make the grab. Make sure it didn't go into the backstop behind the plate. But it is ball number two. So Bonazzi now with the lead in the at-bat after fouling off the first pitch. It's been followed up with back-to-back balls. 2-1 pitch. Bonazzi, huge swing and a miss. He was swinging for it like it was a 94-mile-per-hour fastball, but it was the 86-mile-per-hour breaking ball. Bonazzi with strike number two. Even count, 2-2 pitch. Paulino's a go, and the ball comes up and almost up in the broadcast booth. That had to be the closest one yet. A few feet away, it hits the sweep below us. So a nice souvenir for the fans that are sitting just below us here in the broadcast booth. Two balls and two strikes with one away. We'll see if Paulino takes off for second again. He doesn't so right now as Gonzalez checks back in on the runner at first. The tag is late. But that's the second time in the Brainer Bonazzi at bat. So we're going to know that Gonzalez is not going back. That might pressure Paulino to go. He does it on the 2-2. It's popped up. Definitely playable for the third baseman, Murray Jr. He calls off the defense and makes the catch in foul territory for out number two. So Miguel Ugueto will come to the plate with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. So let's get you updated with some scores around the Carolina League. All of them underway now across this southeast portion of the United States. Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina as Ugueto will foul off the first pitch deep by the visiting bullpen. So games that are currently happening, about four that are currently happening, including our matchup here at San Memorial Ballpark, as the 0-1 pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. Middle of the fourth in Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark down in Charleston, South Carolina. Fayetteville and Charleston, no runs to show for yet in the middle of the fourth inning. It's 0-0, just a lone hit for the Woodpeckers as Gonzalez checks back in on Paulino at first, but the tag is late. So one ball and one strike. Meanwhile, bomb the fourth down in Columbia. The Fireflies lead the Shorebirds 5-0. So both those games starting at 5:05. 1-1 pitch hit down the third baseline. It stays fair. Murray scoops, throws over to Fabrizio, is just on the money for out number three. But the Salem Red Sox extend their lead to 3 after Carson Sima's brilliant base running on some stolen bases and some wild pitches. Salem will take it whatever way they can. And heading to the fifth, the Red Sox hold on to a 5-2 lead. Uberstein coming out for the fifth inning of work. We'll see how long that leash is when we come back. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We're into the fifth inning here at San Memorial Ballpark. First pitch on the way to Preciado, and it's a dribbler down the first baseline that Jordan scoops and touches the bag for out number one. That's been really frequent these last few games. Get back on the air, and then one pitch at bats, and they're out. That one's good for the Salem Red Sox, though. Great play by Blaze Jordan to scoop it up and be very calm at first base. We now move to Ezekiel Pagan, who fouls up the first pitch down the left field line and hits the seated area out by the concourse. So at the top of the fifth inning, the Salem Red Sox lead the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 5-2 in the matchup, as Pagan will take the 0-1 pitch that goes outside and low for ball number one to even the count. We'll see Pete Crow Armstrong in this half inning as well, the top of the Myrtle Beach order. 1-1 pitch low and away for ball number two. And it appears that an indication has been made by Christopher Jenke. He was telling us about the count update. So now it might be 2-1. Pitches away, and Pagan will give this a drive out towards right field. Seamus turns his head to the wall, and it's gone. Ezekiel Pagan has just hit a home run for the first time this season for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, and it comes here in the top of the fifth. It's a solo blast, and the Pelicans are now down 5-3 in the fifth inning. Pagan was hyped running around the base paths, pointing to his bullpen, pointing to his dugout, the fastest lap around the base paths I've seen from a home run hitter this week, as Uber's team will fire the pitch on the outside to Pete Crow Armstrong. It misses the zone, and Myrtle Beach back within two. That's what this Pelicans team can do to you, as Crow Armstrong has liftoffed out towards right field, but well foul over by the Little League field in right field. That one was definitely exiting the ballpark if it stayed fair, as the 1-1 pitch is low and away for ball number two. So Pagan, it's a solid home run, and he gives Myrtle Beach some more hope to come back in this game as well, as Crow Armstrong fouls off the 2-1 into the netting behind the plate. So we got an even count of two balls and two strikes with one away in this top of the fifth inning, as Uberstein fires away, and Crow Armstrong chased the pitch on the outside corner, and he missed it for strike number three. It's Tyler Uberstein's second strikeout of the day, and it's a big one for out number two in this fifth inning. Remember, folks, this is a seven-inning baseball game. Right now, I'm saying the fifth, but it has the pressure of it being the seventh in most ball games. So Uberstein will kick and deliver the first pitch onto Yasison Santana. 0-2 on the day for Santana. 0-1 in the count. He puts one up the middle, and it gets through the middle infielders out towards center field. Base hit. It's Santana's first of the game, and it's a two-out single for the Pelicans, and it brings the tying run to the plate and Kevin Alcantara. So it looks as if Tyler Uberstein will get a chance against Kevin Alcantara, who doubled off of Uberstein back in the third inning, scratched at the fourth inning. And the first pitch he throws to Alcantara is low for ball number one. Great stop by Mayakano, keeps it in front of his body as it rolls in front of home plate. But the count will go to 1-0. That was all about making sure that Yasison Santana does not advance towards second. So two hits in this top of the fifth inning for Myrtle Beach have them tied with Salem for five hits each for both teams. 1-0 pitch as Alcantara almost went through on the check swing. The appeal down to Christopher Jenke says he did not go. The pitch was low for ball number two. 2-0 count to Alcantara, who can change the game up with one swing of the bat. The 2-0, it's in there for strike number one. Alcantara voicing his opinion with Juan Gomez, the home plate umpire. 6'6" in that batter's box is Kevin Alcantara. For those listening in, it's a 2-1 pitch is fouled into the glove of Mexicano for strike number two. Went 1-4 in game number one. He is 1-2 today. He is batting at a .253 mark, and he has two home runs on the season. The runner goes. Alcantara holds, and the pitch is low for ball number three. So Santana moves from first to second on the stolen base, and Alcantara will have a full count coming up. Uberstein getting ready to set a massive pitch. It will be number 60 on the day for Tyler Uberstein. And now he'll step off the mound and rethink what he's going to deliver. 3-2 count, two outs, runners ago. Alcantara went on the check swing. And Tyler Uberstein strikes Kevin Alcantara out to end the top of the fifth inning. Uberstein has now three strikeouts on the day, and it remains a Salem lead. This time it is 5-3. So the Red Sox give up a run, but they're still able to hold on to a two-run advantage as we move to the bottom of the fifth. In a seven-inning game, folks, the fifth inning is our seventh, so make sure you have that fifth inning stretched in as the Salem Red Sox will have Nico Gavadez, Blaze Jordan, and Eduardo Lopez coming up next. On the other side of the break, it's Salem 5, Myrtle Beach 3 here on MILB.TV. Nico Gavadez will lead things off as Jose Gonzalez will fire a pitch upstairs for ball number one. And for coming in the third inning, Gonzalez has pitched an inning and two-thirds. He has gotten one strikeout on 35 pitches thrown. And the count goes to 2-0 as Gonzalez misses low and away for ball number two. So a 5-3 Salem Red Sox lead over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans as the count goes from 2-0 to 3-0. On a pitch that was upstairs. 3-0 pitch. Gavaz gets the green light and pops up a mile high. Doesn't have much distance. Just out the shallow right field. And Pete Crow Armstrong calls everyone off and makes the catch for out number one. We'll continue to update you with some Carolina League score updates. The Fredericksburg Nationals and the Lynchburg Hillcats are also playing a doubleheader today. For Hillcats, much more offense in their second game. It's in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the score is 5-5. Lynch be playable for someone. B.J. Murray Jr. makes the catch in the warning track to end the bottom half of the fifth inning. We're through five innings of play. Myrtle Beach's offense has come back a little bit. Two runs in the top of the fourth, one run in the top of the fifth, and there will be a new pitcher to come into the game for the Salem Red Sox who will have the task of making sure it stays a 5-3 Salem lead over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. We're into the sixth. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. It's the sixth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Pelicans 5-3 with Joey Stock coming into the game. He will start things off against the number four hitter in the order in Ethan Hearn. And the pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. Hearn is 0-2 of the day as Joey Stock is making his second appearance of the series. 1-0 pitch from Stock, and it's down the middle for strike number one. The right-handed pitcher out of Minnesota is 1-1 of the year with a 3.00 ERA in his eight prior appearances. He goes with the breaking ball on the 1-1 pitch, and it catches the zone for strike number two. He has one save on the season. He has pitched 18 innings and has given up 13 hits and 6 earned runs as Hearn pops his up towards center field, and Eduardo Lopez is right there to make the catch. Out number one of the inning, we move down to B.J. Murray Jr. as it sits 5-3 Salem in the top of the six. Stock's walk to strikeout ratio is pretty solid. For almost every three strikeouts he has, he only walks one batter, which is pretty good for the amount of innings that he has pitched so far this season, as his first pitch goes inside for ball number one. In his first appearance this series, Joey Stock gave a pitch to Kevin Mahde that he hit out of the ballpark, which made it a 2-1 baseball game on Thursday night. That was enough for Myrtle Beach to win the game. Stock was handed the loss as the 1-0 pitch goes low and away for ball number two. Stock kicks the 2-0, low and away again for ball number three. On a 5-3 ball game, the tying run is in the on-deck circle for the time being. And B.J. Murray Jr. is 1-2 today. He's batting at a 316 mark for the Pelicans. And the 3-0 pitch right down the middle for strike number one. Reliable fastball at 92 miles per hour for Murray Jr. Stock steps into it, and it's a grounder to the right side. It's scooped up by Paulino. Throw over to Jordan. Perfect for out number two. A wonderful afternoon we are having at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Mostly cloudy. You have some pockets of blue. But, I mean, it is clear cloudy. You know, there's some times where it gets cloudy and it kind of, like, fogs up the air a bit and you can't really see. Visibility is at an all-time high. It's just one of those cloudy, nice days in spring. First pitch is low and inside for ball number one to Peter Matt, who is still looking for his first hit today for game one and game two. He was walked his last time up. He took the first pitch for ball number one. He pops up the 1-0 pitch out towards right field, back to the track as Carson Simas, and he makes the catch for out number three. A 1-2-3 inning by Joey Stock. They move one step closer as they lead 5-3 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. An opportunity for the Salem Red Sox to add some insurance runs here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. We're going to have a new pitcher out of the bullpen for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It will be the second one out of the pen today. It's Salem 5, Myrtle Beach 3, the bottom three of the order coming up for the Salem Red Sox next on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tyler Miller to get things going, but a pitching change made by the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It is now Walker Powell to come in the pitch in replacement of Jose Miguel Gonzalez. First pitch on the way to Miller. It's low and away for ball number one. We take a look at the performance that we just saw out of the Myrtle Beach pitcher in Gonzalez. 2 2/3 of an inning. He gave up 3 earned runs as Miller pops up the 1-0 pitch. It will stay in the infield, and making the catch is Santana for the first out of the bottom half of the inning. So 2 2/3 of an inning with 2 hits allowed, 3 earned runs. 5-3 is our score. The Salem Red Sox lead the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 5-3. Get you up on more of the Carolina League score updates as Mayakano hits one well out towards center field, but Pete Crow Armstrong tracks it down and makes the catch for out number two. Fredericksburg has now taken a 6-5 lead over Lynchburg in hopes that they can sweep the Lynchburg Killcats in the doubleheader today. If that result stays final, the Fredericksburg Nationals will improve to 17-9 on the season. Weird games out there in Fredericksburg. As they are playing there, Seamus lines one over Santana's head out towards right field. It's a two-out single for Carson Seamus. It's his second hit of the game. He goes to 2-2. And the Red Sox stay alive with a chance to add on to their 5-3 lead here in the bottom of the six. But yeah, they're playing in Fredericksburg, but the Nationals are on the road. They're the road team for both games as Paulino will watch the first pitch break into the zone for strike number one. Columbia leaves Delmarva 5-2 for the time being. Some scores that finished earlier today. Down East took down Kannapolis 2-1. Augusta takes down Carolina 9-7. The runner is a go. The tag is in time. Carson Seamus stole a base earlier in the game back in the bottom of the fourth. But this time, Ethan Hearn makes the perfect throw down to Preciado at second, who assesses the tag. And that will end the inning for the Salem Red Sox. They are unable to add more runs to their name, but we head into the top of the seventh in a 7-8 ball game. You know what that means, folks? They got to get the job done. And Jacob Webb is going to be the guy that's going to be asked to get it finished. It's the bottom three of the order coming up for the Pelicans and Miguel Fabrizio. Renegol Preciado and Ezekiel Pagan. Be a tough bunch, but Jacob Webb is going to try to finish up the tall task and put Salem back in the win column. It's 5-3 Red Sox going into the seventh here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. Top of the seventh inning, Jacob Webb checks in, and Miguel Fabrizio just frustrated as he fouls off that pitch. He thought he had a home run on that pitch, but he fouled it up to our left side for strike number one, and Fabrizio looks to try to lead a charge. The Pelicans are down 5-3 in the top of the seventh Webb fires a fastball that misses low and away for ball number one. So with even count, Jacob Webb is 1-1 all the season. This is now his ninth appearance out of the bullpen. He has an ERA of a 3.38, and Fabrizio fouls off another pitch into the netting behind the plate. 10 2/3 of an innings pitched so far this season is Jacob Webb. He's given up 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned. He has walked 7 batters, and he has struck out 20. Webb fires the 1-2 outside and high for ball number 2. So we'll have Miguel Fabrizio, Renegol Preciado, and Ezekiel Pagan. Those are the 3 outs that the Salem Red Sox need to get to grab their second win of the series. As the 2-2 pitch is low and away for ball number 3. The tying run right now for Myrtle Beach is on deck. And Webb is going to try to get this first out. 3-2 pitch. It's fouled into the netting and remain at a full count. Myrtle Beach has won 4 straight games over the Salem Red Sox. They've done it in such unique styles. They've won it 24-6. They've won the pitcher's duel 2-1. 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike number 3. Jacob Webb gets the strikeout to start off the top of the 7th. And that's 1 out. 2 more to go for the Salem Red Sox. Fabrizio drops to 0-3 on the day. That's the first time he has gone down with a strikeout. Let's look at Joey Stock's numbers today. A perfect inning pitching. 3 batters he faced, and he got all 3 of them out. First pitch on the way now to Preciado, drills it out to left field. It drops for a base hit. Preciado thinking too as Ugueto took a tumble out by the line. And there is no play at second as Preciado has a stand-up one-out double. And so now this is where the pressure gets added on for the Salem Red Sox. The tying run is at the plate in Ezekiel Pagan. And last time up, the Myrtle Beach left fielder cranked one out towards right center field for a solo home run. That came in the 5th inning, and now a runner in scoring position with 1 out on the top of the 7th. Webb fires a fastball right down the middle for strike number 1. Preciado was 0-2 of the day before hitting that double down the left field line. Meanwhile, Pagan on the day is 1-2. And he swings through the 0-1 pitch, and he fouled it off as it came out of the glove of Mexicano. So Preciado had to hold at second. And an excellent fastball from Webb, 94 miles per hour. And the count now goes to 0 balls and 2 strikes. Webb takes a long look into the zone. He takes a look at Preciado, kicks and delivers up the middle. And it does not get through. Spinning play. A throw by Bonazzi. What a play from the shortstop. That one surely had a route to the outfield. But he got the glove out. Took a spin towards first. And fired a perfect throw to Blaze Jordan to get the second out of the inning. Preciado moves from second to third. It's a small victory right now for Salem. They get that second out. But Pete Crow Armstrong at the plate. First pitch low and outside for ball number 1. And the Myrtle Beach center field at the plate is a 400 number when it comes to the batting average this season. 1-3 today. And he takes pitch number 2 on the outside for ball number 2. 2-0 counts for Pete Crow Armstrong. He represents the tying run for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Preciado only 90 feet away, though, in this 5-3 ball game as Crow Armstrong takes a big swing and miss on the 2-0 count as it's now 2 balls and 1 strike. Top of the 7th, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans are down to their last out. 2-1 pitch away, and it goes outside for ball number 3. Webb has gone to strikeout today already. And then a hit by Preciado, and then an excellent defensive play by Bonazzi as a 3-1 pitch is fouled off, and it got a piece of Roberto Mexicano. I believe maybe it got the wrist or hand area of the Salem catcher as he stands up in pain. And yeah, it had to be that right hand trying to shake it around a bit, move some blood into the area. That one had to hurt for the Salem catcher. But the count moves to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Payoff pitch. Jacob Webb takes a deep breath. He steps in, fires upstairs, ball 4. Pete Crow Armstrong walked on a full count pitch. And now runners on the corners. The tying run is on the base path for the Pelicans. And Luke Montz will come sprinting out of the dugout to talk with his pitcher. A little bit of miscommunication there. Christopher Jahnke thought that Luke Montz was pointing to him to go run down to the bullpen, but instead he was just going to talk to his middle infielders. So right now on the mound, it's Gilberto Mexicano. It is Edison Paulino. It's Brian Bonazzi. It's Luke Montz and the pitcher of Jacob Webb. Luke Montz comes sprinting back into the dugout. 5-3 is our score. Salem leads Myrtle Beach, but the Pelicans are in a position to strike. They have Renegal Preciado at third base, and they have Pete Crow Armstrong at first. They got to get Crow Armstrong home. And it's going to be Santana at the plate. First pitch he sees, he swings and misses. Yaisen Santana is 1 of 3 today. A .300 batter on the season. He has 7 RBIs for the Pelicans. And he's down 0-1 in the count. Webb kicks. Santana swings and misses for strike number 2. Santana in a big hole now for Myrtle Beach. The Pelicans are down to their last strike as Webb has fired 2 perfect pitches. Here comes the 0-2. Santana swings and misses for strike number 3. And the Salem Red Sox close off the series on a high note. A 5-3 win over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. They win game number 1 of the series. Myrtle Beach went 4 straight. But sometimes it's about how you finish. And for the Red Sox, they finish with a 5-3 win due to some excellent offense in the early going. And then the bullpen pitching of Joey Stock and Jacob Webb take them to the finish line. Salem 5, Myrtle Beach 3. We're going to step aside here for MILB.TV. We'll come back in a few to talk about this game and what's coming up for the Salem Red Sox. Welcome you back here at San Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox victorious in their efforts today. 5-3 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in game number two of the doubleheader. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans came out in game number one and won it 8-3, but the Salem Red Sox came out strong in game number two. Two runs in the bottom half of the first inning got the Red Sox moving offensively with some hits out towards right field. And then the third inning, it was Eduardo Lopez that hit a two-run blast out towards right field to give Salem a 4-0 lead. He is our Blue Eagle Credit Union player of the game. We had an interview with him right after the game, so make sure you check that out on all our social media pages. As well, as you look at Myrtle Beach, they got back a little bit of a rhythm in the fourth and the fifth inning with three runs, and they were threatening at the very end of the sixth and the seventh inning with offense of their own. But Joey Stock and Jacob Webb close up the deal to win this one 5-3. It was a pretty quick game of baseball for seven innings of work. It was only about an hour and 31 minutes time. So that just goes to show how fast these pitch clocks are doing. We have some of the faster paced pitchers of Salem today working in the game as well with Tyler Uberstein. He gets the win. He improves to 2-0 on the year. Stock gets credit for the hold, and Jacob Webb gets the save, while Tyler Schlaefer drops to 0-3 on the season. Hitters to watch out for in the game. I mean, we just saw about Eduardo Lopez, what he was able to do, a two-run blast on the team. By the way, it's Eduardo Lopez's birthday, folks. Forgot to say that during the air today, May 8th. So happy birthday, Eduardo Lopez. I believe today he turns the age of, just kind of double-check on this, that's right, 20 years old today. So happy 20th birthday, Eduardo Lopez. He had a two-run blast on his very special day. We got to talk to him afterwards. Great guy, by the way. So that's awesome to see him get the offense rolling. He had three home runs this series. He's becoming red hot for the Salem Red Sox crew in his second season here in Southwest Virginia. So for the Salem Red Sox, they win the first game of the series. They lose the next four, but they close out with a win. 5-3 the final score today over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. They will take off tomorrow for their off day, and then they will head on up to Delmarva, or should I say Salisbury, Maryland, be more exact, to take on the Delmarva Shorebirds in what should be a six-game series that the Salem Red Sox should go in with some high hopes. They took two games from a very good Myrtle Beach side, and their opportunities coming up in Delmarva could be very high as well for the second series in May. Meanwhile, Myrtle Beach, they will take on Charleston next week. That will be a fun series to watch out for between the Pelicans and the River Dogs. So, Myrtle Beach unable to get to 20 wins today. They'll have some opportunities to do so over the next week against their South Carolina rival in Charleston. While the Salem Red Sox improve to 12-15 on the season. Myrtle Beach still the best in all the Carolina League with a 19-8 record. So that will do from our doubleheader today. Myrtle Beach wins game number one, 8-3 over the Salem Red Sox, but then Salem wins game number two, 5-3 to snap their four-game losing streak and go take some high hopes on the road against the Delmarva Shorebirds. The Salem Red Sox will be back in town the next Tuesday as they will welcome their 460 rival again in the Lynchburg Hillcats for a full six-game series. So Eduardo Lopez is our Blue Eagle Credit Union player of the game. Congratulations, Eduardo, for a good performance on today, not just actually on the Sunday, but for the entire series as well. Tyler Uberstein with the win today. Jacob Webb with the save. The Salem Red Sox win it 5-3 in game two of this doubleheader. My name is Andy Losey. Hope all the mothers out there have a wonderful Mother's Day. Have a terrific rest of your Sunday as well. Best weekend clothes you can possibly have out there. And have a great Monday ahead as well. Thank you so much for keeping Salem Red Sox baseball a part of your plans on this Sunday afternoon. It was a fun 5 hours of baseball. And Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Salem Red Sox split the doubleheader. Myrtle Beach 8-3 in game number one. Salem Red Sox 5-3 in game number two. This is Andy Losey signing off. Thank you so much for listening to us today on this Sunday. This has been a production of Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV.